up coming up approximately about 41, 43 minutes will be Rockville. Rockville, Maryland will be up next in approximately the next 41 to 43 minutes.
Well, I was trying to capture the tunnel sound for you, but our beloved conductor stepped in yet again with one of his announcements. So, I'm not even going to post this one. Or should I?
Oh, yeah, you should.
So, what, if we're 43 minutes from Rockville, that means we're about an hour and some change from Washington, D.C.
I think that's right.
Okay. It's been a long trip. We've been traveling for over 24 hours now.
Yes, we have.
And do you want to do the impersonation of our conductor?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen. If you come to the front of the train, ladies and gentlemen, you'll notice, ladies and gentlemen, that we have ice cream, ladies and gentlemen, for children, ladies and gentlemen.
And chicken, ladies and gentlemen.
And chicken. We had a wonderful chicken dinner. Even though we informed them that we were vegetarians, they said, that's okay, just eat around it. And threw a big chicken, what was it, KFC?
It was KFC.
A box of KFC, and it was lovely. Not really.
No.
So, and the mashed potatoes had gravy on it. You can just eat the sides. So what did we have? We had coleslaw.
We had coleslaw.
Which vaguely tasted like coleslaw. It was kind of like school lunch coleslaw.
That's true.
Yeah.
So, I guess that's not so bad.
So, things are looking up. We're almost done.
We had coleslaw.
We had coleslaw. We had a wonderful coleslaw dinner.
And we're almost to Washington. And it's only taken us almost 25 hours.
25 hours. That's all it took.
Well, from our front door to here. I think maybe we could have ridden our bikes.
We might have been able to. In all fairness, it's nobody's fault.
There was bad weather.
Mother Nature's the toughest kid
and
on the block.
And then there was a medical incident, a medical emergency where we had to wait for the paramedics.
There was a stabbing. Somebody tried to kill somebody else because they were so frustrated with how long the trip was taking.
I don't know if that's entirely true. Well, I'll leave that open for your interpretation. You can read about it in USA Today.
Yeah.
If you're lucky enough to be on the Amtrak train tomorrow and you get a free copy of USA Today.
Oh, so much to look forward to on Amtrak.
Yeah, like we found out that Futurama, the new episode,
airs tonight.
At 10 o'clock.
At 10 o'clock. When we get into Washington.
Oh, yeah.
Right, so we should skip dinner and just run right to the hotel and watch Futurama.
Oh, they'll air it again.
And no Wi-Fi.
No Wi-Fi.
Which is kind of a bum out, because especially when we're going through the mountains, where we lose our cell signal.
Yeah, I thought I was going to get some schoolwork done.
No, total media
done.
Blackout.
I read USA Today.
Yeah.
Very informative newspaper.
Well,
thank you, USA Today.
You're in touch. Okay, so I guess we'll report in later, hopefully with some ALA coverage, instead of just sitting in the train for 24 hours.
Someday we will get out of this train.
That's true.
I believe.
I won't let them quash my hope.
Okay.
Okay, so until next time, Jersey.
And.
Okay, bye.